WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Chad Robison. Topping our report this hour, if you're just joining us, a convicted sex offender living in Bergen County is accused of faking a relationship with a woman for 2 years to gain access to her young daughters. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the 52-year-old Lodi man groomed an 11-year-old girl online for years and convinced her mother to visit him. He was charged last year with aggravated sexual assault and is facing additional related charges. A new antitrust settlement that caps so-called swipe fees levied by credit card companies will lower operating costs for thousands of U.S. merchants. Chief Researcher Officer Ron Shevlin of Cornerstone Advisors says stores may choose to pass those savings on to the customer.
It limits the amount of interchange or swipe fees that Visa and MasterCard can charge merchants and retailers for a period of 5 years.
Last year alone, consumers paid tens of billions of dollars in swipe fees. State investigators say a school district in Burlington County has likely been treating female educators unfairly.
The State Attorney General's Office and Division on Civil Rights found probable cause in 3 cases. All involve allegations that the Cinnaminson Board of Ed violated state discrimination law as well as the New Jersey Family Leave Act by not letting women come back to previous coaching positions while on leave after having babies. State law protects the right to part-time work while on family leave. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Johnson & Johnson is getting another chance to challenge evidence linking its talc products to ovarian cancer. A state judge ruled recent changes in the law and new evidence require a review. The judge's decision could potentially disrupt more than 53,000 lawsuits the company is currently facing over the products. J&J has until July 23rd to present its case. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will it be a wet weekend for the Garden State? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
Take control of your smart speaker. Access New Jersey 101.5 anytime. Just say, play New Jersey 101.5.
Great choice.
And join the conversation.
Crash on the Garden State Parkway northbound north of 155B in Clifton. Two left lanes are closed. Expect delays there. Turnpike car lanes northbound south of the Molly Pitcher service area in Cranberry. It's a wreck off on the shoulder. It looks like 21 has some delays northbound from Ackerman Avenue up toward Route 46 in the Clifton area. 21 pretty busy in downtown Newark as well. As we go across the Hudson leaving New Jersey, we still have delays. GW Bridge 20 to 30 on the upper level, 15 to 20 on the lower level. Lincoln winding down to 15 to 20 in the Holland. That looks like about a 10 to 15 minute delay. Traffic every 15 minutes. Nick Shaport, 818. Mitch Torres on New Jersey 101.5.
So you guys know.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, rain and drizzle at times through the early evening hours across the region, but clearing skies for the overnight, increasingly windy with lows from the mid-30s in the northwest hills to near 40 along the coast. Windy tomorrow with sunshine and patchy clouds, highs from the low 50s in the northwest hills to the upper 50s in the south away from the coast. Winds will gradually diminish tomorrow night and some sunshine in the north, but rain arrives in the south on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Carrie Schwendenhammer.
Weather is made possible by At Home Recreation. It's never too late or too early to think about your backyard furniture. 2024 Outdoor Furniture is now coming under their sales floor daily. Marine-grade furniture now in stock with all of 2024 new colors and styles available. Visit athomerecreation.com. And right now across New Jersey, we got 48 degrees in Clark, 46 in Middletown, 47 Atlantic City. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.